WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. In a couple of hours, it's going to be one of the most crucial meetings for Republicans in this presidential election campaign. The nominee for president is set to meet with the Speaker of the House.
Paul Ryan refused to say he supported Donald Trump last week. Trump said he was blindsided. But GOP leaders in Washington worry about Trump's freelancing on party principles. Trump's attitude centers on his having won the nomination, and the party should unify around him. That's why Ryan and others will meet with Trump this morning.
To pretend we're unified as a party after coming through a very bruising primary, which just ended like a week ago, without actually unifying, then we go into the fall at half strength.
Perhaps immediately at stake, whether Ryan will be the honorary chair of the GOP convention. At the Capitol, Bob Costantini on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Metro's Board of Directors meets today as it deals with the latest directives from the Federal Transit Administration.
The FTA is ordering Metro to get repairs done on three sections of track as soon as possible, which Metro says will force them to shuffle around the Safe Track program schedule. Metro's also saying in response to another FTA directive, they'll be slowing down acceleration speeds in the core of the system to use up less electricity. At the same time, elected officials are starting to work on finding Metro a dedicated funding source for the long term. This is Council of Governments Chair Roger Berliner.
We're really not that far away. I think what will be happening next is meeting with our chief financial officers of the relevant jurisdictions and seeing what advice and counsel they have.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
For the first time in its history, the district is going to implement its annual budget without running it by Congress first. And Congress is fighting back.
The Superior Court ruled the budget autonomy referendum passed by the district in 2013 is legally binding. But Congresswoman Eleanor Holmes Norton says a House committee is holding a hearing today because Republicans are trying to lay the groundwork to overturn the referendum.
They see budget autonomy as a real threat.
Norton says Congress loses nothing by giving the district complete control of its budget.
Budget autonomy is not statehood. The Congress could still overturn district laws.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Hillary Clinton is getting behind the push for D.C. statehood. She's promising to be what she calls a big champion for statehood. And while she was at it, Clinton criticized Donald Trump for failing to say whether he would be in favor of D.C. becoming the 51st state. The second of six Baltimore police officers goes on trial today in the death of Freddie Gray. Officer Edward Nero is charged with assault, misconduct in office, and reckless endangerment. He has opted for a bench trial instead of by jury. Nationals pitcher Max Scherzer joined an exclusive baseball club last night.
There's only 27 outs in a normal baseball game, so if a starting pitcher can strike out 10 batters, it's usually considered a pretty special night. Nationals pitcher Max Scherzer struck out 20 Detroit Tigers last night in a 3-2 win in D.C., becoming just the fourth pitcher in Major League history to reach that mark in a 9-inning game. He talked with Masson after the game that just happened to be against his former team.
They gave me a heck of a time tonight, but to be able to do it against them, man, it's a feather in the cap.
Scherzer had one chance to break the record, but the last batter of the game grounded out. Joe Ramsey, WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,711, the NASDAQ at 4761. Sports, Max Scherzer and the Nats beat the Tigers. The O's win their fourth straight, beating the Twins. WMAL News Time 704. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Don't be surprised by the spring rains.
We do have a slight chance for a shower.
Know before you go with accurate and dependable forecasts.
Probably going to be some problems with some power outages.
From the Weather Channel and Washington's Mall, WMAL.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Need your home sold guaranteed? iTrustFrank.com. Hey, it's Chris Plant. Are you tired of the liberal media lying and distorting the news to help elect another liberal president? Do what I did. Go to tellthetruth2016.org and get a free Don't Believe the Liberal Media bumper sticker from the Media Research Center. That's tellthetruth2016.org.
7:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Manassas truck inspection. That's our focal point of delays. A lot of police on the shoulder at the rest area. Eastbound 66 jammed out of Gainesville. And those feeder roads to get up onto 66 also feeling the effects of that. Trying to get through the battlefield. Not the only one doing it. As you know, you're in those delays on 29 approaching 234. Extra time needed for sure. Virginia Beltway, Annandale, Tysons, north of the toll road, seeing some of that volume, but all lanes reported open. To the Wilson Bridge, your delays are beginning before you get to St. Barnabas Road, then sluggish to go north on 295 toward the Naval Research Lab. Normal delays there. Not so normal, Suitland Parkway, because of the crash. They're still dealing with this. Inbound Suitland Parkway, right as you approach the Beltway. In fact, now I'm seeing delays that begin as you come off of Route 4. So if you're on Route 4 and then you normally take Suitland Parkway, you have a bit of stop and go. DC 295 South, the accident between Benning and East Capitol Street over to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Gray sky, visibility down with the fog and drizzle this morning. Cloudy this afternoon, 74. Tonight, rain showers roll in, maybe some thunderstorms, 62. Better chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, especially in the afternoon, 76. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 58 in Alexandria, 55 in Greenbelt, 58 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the Media Research Center. Max Scherzer gets it done for the Nats and ties a major league record. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. It is 7:07 on WMAL. This is where Washington comes to talk. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Coming up later this morning, at the bottom of this hour, Steve Moore, economist from Heritage Foundation, who's now part of Trump's plan for retooling a tax idea that he's got if he becomes president. At 8:05, we're going to check in with Fox News' Catherine Herridge, who sat down with FBI Director Steve Comey yesterday to talk about the Hillary email investigation. Right after her, we'll talk to Congressman Trey Gowdy, who heads up the Benghazi Committee. And then if that ain't enough, and I think it is, but we'll throw one more at you.
Yeah.
Jake Tapper,
yeah.
CNN, get his take on today's meeting between Paul Ryan and Donald Trump. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson. Show booked by Heather Hunter. Well, that's a lot of good guests there. Good
awesome
job,
work
Hunter.
By Heather Hunter. She's the best producer in all of radio. Listen, joining us on the line right now is Allegheny County Commissioner William Valentine, Bill Valentine. And he's here to talk about a big controversy there in Allegheny County, Maryland, that has to do with a Ten Commandments monument that is on the courthouse grounds. And someone has taken exception to that. And there's a legal battle that's about to take place. Good morning to you, Commissioner Valentine.
Good morning. How you doing?
All right. So who wants to take away the Ten Commandments monument there on the courthouse grounds?
It's a gentleman by the name of Dr. Jeffrey Davis. A gentleman at one time worked at a hospital in Allegheny County that was operated by the Sisters of Charity,
uh-huh.
who evidently doesn't have any problem with making a living working for a religious organization, but he feels that this monument is an infringement on his First Amendment rights.
Now, do I have it correctly that in 2004 he made this case and actually did get the commissioners to remove the monument, but there was a public hue and cry to return it? Is that right?
Yes, that was an idea where he was complaining, so the commissioner said, well, okay, we'll just set it in storage someplace. And they had it removed, and the citizens of the county got up in arms, and so they brought it back. In fact, recently after this suit was filed, the local newspaper did a survey, and it came out about 25-1 people in favor of keeping the monument in place.
All right. So you brought it back, and it's been there ever since.
Yes. This thing was actually this so-called religious monument. We see it more as a historic monument. The courthouse is a historic building, and where the monument sits, we had to get a historic easement to set this monument there. So it is considered by the historic Society as a historic item. These monuments were actually created to promote a movie that was made by Cecil B. DeMille.
Yeah, it has more to do with Hollywood than it has to do with the Old Testament, doesn't it?
Well, if you look at it, it doesn't have a cross on it anywhere. He's saying it's promoting Christianity over all other religions. Well, I've studied this thing top to bottom, and I don't see any symbols of Christianity on it anywhere. And the
Jeffrey Davis certainly doesn't have any Jewish friends, does he? My God.
Well, the thing about it, this monument even has what's known as the Eye of Providence on it, which that Eye of Providence actually is also known as the Eye of Osiris, which yeah. was an Egyptian god.
And it's also a symbol in the Masonic order, isn't it?
Masonic order is found in Hinduism. It's found in Buddhism. I really don't understand what his thinking is. If you read the Ten Commandments, yes, the first few refer to God, but in 14 or 1500 B.C. when this was written, who was God then? I mean, there are thousands of gods out there.
Yeah, listen.
And then the rest of it is just social law. In fact, our laws are sort of based on numbers 6 through 10 of the Ten Commandments. So we see it as a historic item.
Sure.
And we think we're on pretty strong.
Yeah, and let's not forget the U.S. Supreme Court has the Ten Commandments emblazoned on the wall, amongst other artifacts as well, or other images, I should say. You know, honestly, when a judge sees a complaint by a guy who claims that the a symbol of the Ten Commandments is meant to raise Christianity above all other religions, it should just be thrown out at that point. I mean, it has something to do with the Jewish religion, last I checked. Brian said this is a big controversy up there, but I wonder, I mean, is it really controversial? This guy is doing this on his own behalf, but the community, there's no real controversy other than just this guy, right?
That's it. I mean, he's the only one raising a stink about it. He's been trying to get the thing removed for the last 10 or 12 years. And the interesting thing about it, the monument actually is inscribed that it was presented to the people of Cumlin in 1957 by the Order of the Erie 215.
Uh-huh.
And actually, these monuments were sent around the country. And
all over the place.
Yeah, they're all over the country, right.
But the gentleman that sent them out was a judge in Minnesota.
There you go. But, sir, I got to ask you this, because this has been done. It's not just on a monument like this, but other religious symbols that are part of county seals or in county buildings. ACLU and other organizations and individuals, they sue counties and make them defend this stuff. And you end up having to spend taxpayers' money to defend this. So you're having to actually do this. You're going to get outside counsel. How much is this going to cost?
Well, actually, we've been in touch with three different organizations that we're vetting now and seeing who we think could handle the job best. And all three of these organizations would do it pro bono.
There you go.
Now, if he would win the suit, he's asking for punitive damages. He's asking for us to have to cover his cost of filing this suit.
Yeah.
But I don't even know what the punitive damages would be. What cost do you put on somebody saying, I don't like the looks of that? And actually, this monument sits well to the side of the walkway going into the courthouse. It's not like you have to walk
past it
every time you go in the courthouse. You actually have to walk across the lawn and get within about 2 feet of it, because it's so weather-worn, you can hardly even read what's on the thing anymore.
Well, let me just ask you, this is not the first time these kinds of cases have been brought, and as I understand it, the case law is pretty much on your side, is it not?
We feel it is. We truly feel it is. And we think the big argument is this monument was never a religious artifact. It was never inside a church. It was a prop for promoting a movie. And it states clearly on there that it was presented by the Order of the Eagles, and it sits on a historic easement, which says the state has verified that this is a historic relic, not
All right.
a religious relic.
Excellent.
Well, listen, good luck in your battle. Keep us apprised of this, and when it gets closer and there's getting close to resolution, we'd love to talk to you again.
Okay, I've got your number. I'll give you.
All right, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Allegheny County Commissioner William Bill Valentine, who's fighting the battle to protect a monument that honors the Ten Commandments there in
the movie.
The movie. The movie. The movie, that's right.
He's got our number, he said. You know what our number is.
Yeah.
It's 888-630-WMA.
Well, a lot of people have our number.
888-630-9625. Oh, you mean like...
Yeah, they got us figured out.
It's 7:15 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, Jamie Witten has traffic figured out in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Oh, I have your number already,
Victor. Yeah.
And to quote VDOT this morning, I love this. You know, we have foggy conditions, so we really need to be careful. They say safety first with the fog, low beams, reduced speed, and increasing merge kindness. So when you're merging, kindness. I love it. All right, let's get around the top side of the Beltway. 95 to George Avenue. Slow, heavy through White Oak and down to Four Corners on 29. Hang on, we have an unusual delay forming with this crash southbound on 212 Powder Mill Road, just south of Cherry Hill Road. And it's only one lane in each direction. So please watch for police to alternate traffic there. DC 295 South. Slowly now getting by Benning and East Capitol Street, the scene of the earlier crash, now cleared. Inbound Suitland Parkway at the Beltway. Wait for the crash. Manassas, we're still struggling here, jammed. Actually, I'm seeing delays now before you get to the exit for Gainesville, so this is intense. 66, bumper to bumper to the rest area where they're doing a truck inspection on the shoulder. That's where you're seeing a lot of flashing lights. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Fog and drizzle this morning, otherwise cloudy. Doesn't look like we're going to have a lot of rain during the day, although once the sun sets, we will get some rain showers. So our streak continues. Today's high, 74 degrees. Overnight low with those rain showers around 62. And then tomorrow, look what we'll have when we wake up. Scattered thunderstorms in the morning. Cloudy during the afternoon. Maybe some thunderstorms tomorrow afternoon as well. 76 degrees is tomorrow's high. Right now, 58 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Hadid Carpet Cleaning.
Achoo! Allergies caused from pollen, dirt, pet mess, and even bacteria can burrow deep into your rugs and carpets. For a deep-down clean, you need Hadid. Right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call Hadid or go online to joehadid.com.
So it's been 1 week since Speaker of the House Paul Ryan said that he was not quite ready to endorse Donald Trump.
Well,
at this time, right?
And
he said in a pretty, I said at the time, and I'll still say that I think that Speaker Ryan was speaking on behalf of, well, the majority of Republicans who did not vote for Donald Trump. And let's not kid ourselves, the majority of Republicans did not vote for Donald Trump during the primary process, who backed somebody else, supported another candidate, and now they seem to have to say, okay, well, I'm not ruling it out, but I need to, you know, learn some more before I can say Donald's got my vote. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with a person who emerges as the candidate to then make the case and say, okay, I want to earn your vote as well. Now that I'm the guy, here's what we're going to do. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, listen, everyone's going crazy. Paul Ryan won't support
CNN
him.
CNN has a countdown clock, for God's sake.
Of course they do. They have a countdown clock to Wolf Blitzer's bowel movements at this point. It's ridiculous.
Wow.
So the meeting is happening this morning. It's 9:15.
Yeah.
Paul Ryan will be meeting with Donald Trump. It's going to happen in neutral territory over at the RNC offices there, South Capitol. And yesterday, Speaker Ryan had a caucus, as they call it. A caucus. Yeah, for those of us from C caucus. He met with leadership of the Republican Party in the House, and he emerged and will now listen to the Speaker's words.
Okay.
To pretend we're unified as a party after coming through a very bruising primary, which just ended like a week ago, to pretend we're unified without actually unifying, then we go into the fall at half strength. We just need to get to know each other, and we, as a leadership team, are enjoying the fact that we have a chance to meet with him.
Does anybody doubt that they're going to come out with some sort of unification?
They will grab each other arm in arm. There will be the singing of Kumbaya. This is all going to be fine.
Of course,
this is just you got to come and you got to make an effort and you got to have a little conversation. You have to be a little reassuring. That's all that's going to happen today.
Donald Trump, for his part.
I think I'm doing very fine with Paul Ryan. I have a lot of respect for Paul Ryan. We're going to have a meeting tomorrow. We'll see what happens. If we make a deal, that'll be great.
All the signs are this is just, you know, it's going to be fine.
Now, I could be wrong, but I think you're right. And here's the deal. stop getting hysterical about this. All right, stop thinking that the Republican Party is forever shattered, although, you know, some would argue that wouldn't necessarily be a bad thing and rebuild it in some way. Stop saying that, you know, we're doomed because, you know, Republicans can't unite behind the candidate. Stop with all of that. Don't let Rachel Maddow write your political narrative. Let's see what happens. And by the way, Ryan last week saying, you know, I'm not ready yet. This actually helps Trump in the long run, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think so.
Because if he emerges today and says, okay, we talked, and here are the things that we agree on, here are the principles that Donald and I share as conservatives, and he can articulate that, and Ryan's pretty good at articulating things, that makes Trump stronger, because that gives people that are on the fence some cover. Yeah. It gives people on the fence saying, well, listen, if Paul Ryan can support Donald Trump because of these things, I guess I can too.
I mean, you're going to hear something along the lines of, we have had a conversation. I have come to appreciate some of the positions that Donald Trump holds.
Yeah.
We may not see eye to eye on everything, but we're not, that's not okay. That's not a bad thing that we have different opinions about some things. But on the vast majority of the issues, I find myself in complete agreement with Donald Trump, and I wholeheartedly endorse this campaign. Yeah, that's what you're going to hear.
You know who you won't hear that from?
No.
Mitt Romney, the guy who was at the top of the ticket with Paul Ryan four years ago. He came out hammering Donald Trump yesterday over Trump's decision not to release his tax returns. But this is what really annoys me about this. Mitt Romney said on a Facebook post, it is disqualifying for a modern-day presidential nominee to refuse to release tax returns to the voters. Could we please take this out of our lexicon, this whole, it's disqualifying? Here, there are three things that disqualifies a person from running for president. Number one, if they're under the age of, I believe, 35, as the Constitution states. Number two, if they are not a natural-born citizen, as the Constitution states. And number three, they don't get enough electoral college votes to be president. There's nothing else that disqualifies somebody from being president. It is arrogant and annoying to say that this is disqualifying or that is disqualifying. Do you remember Mitt Romney saying Barack Obama lying about Benghazi was disqualifying to be president? Do you remember Mitt Romney saying Hillary Clinton and her behavior as Secretary of State and her behavior that night on September 11th, 2012, when four people died in Benghazi? Do you remember Mitt Romney saying that disqualifies Hillary Clinton from being president?
No.
But he's spending all of his energy saying that Donald Trump is disqualified because he won't release his tax returns. Mitt Romney, please, we liked you, we respected you. Would you step down now for a moment and let this process play out? It's 722 on WMAL.
Does your home have plumbing problems? Call McCarthy Services for our spring plumbing specials. Water heater flushes for only $49, $99 drain cleanings, or $50 off any general plumbing repair. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
Do you wish the bags under your eyes would go away? I wish they would, too. Oh, not your bags. I mean, you can do whatever you want with your bags. But I want the bags under my eyes to go away. That's what I said a couple years ago. Then I started using Genucel from Chamonix. Mm-hmm. Genucel uses state-of-the-art plant stem cell treatment, and it specifically targets bags and puffiness under the eyes. It works for men and for women. You'll get remarkable results. I did. Exceeded my expectations, in fact. And with its instant effects, you're going to see results in the first 12 hours, or you get your money back. I absolutely love Genucel, and right now, Chamonix, they've extended their Mother's Day sale. Chamonix is going to double your order absolutely free. You know, I started out by saying that I wish your bags would go away, and in a way, I do. Because here's the thing. We have an obligation to look our best, not just for ourselves and make ourselves look, feel good, but you know what? You need to put the best face forward for everyone in your life. I mean, you know, you have a spouse right now. They got to look at your face every day. Don't you want to look good for your spouse? You know, you do. So why don't you use some Genucel? Get rid of the bags under your eyes. Also, they're going to throw in Chamonix is, they're going to throw in this LaSance neck treatment for free. I don't know what this stuff is. I haven't used it. But they tell me that it's really good for the sensitive skin in the neck area. And you're going to get that. And that sounds good. And it's free, so why not get it?
You want me to try some of that for you?
My neck's fine. Your neck is fine. What's wrong with your neck?
I'd want to put some on my neck.
800-525-2720, 800-525-2720. Take advantage of this sale now and try Genucel. You'll like it.
800-525-2720.
I got your sensitive area. 800-525-2720.
This Wounded Warriors Project moment is brought to you by Lustine Auto Mall. Post-traumatic stress disorder affects one out of every five warriors returning from battle. The Wounded Warriors Project offers comfort and support for warriors with post-traumatic stress disorder and all other scars of war, whether those scars are visible or hidden. Find out what you can do to help, because for warriors, the greatest casualty is being forgotten. Visit WoundedWarriorsProject.org.
Lustine-Dodge.com. The Drive and Discover event at LustineDodge.com puts you in a new 2016 Chrysler Town & Country. Up to $11,000 off MSRP. Or a new 2016 Jeep Grand Cherokee up to $9,500 off MSRP. 1,000 vehicles all available with Auto for Life and Lifetime bumper-to-bumper coverage. Hurry in.
LustineDodge.com. DC Metro's big full-line Chrysler powerhouse.
See dealer for details on all offers.
People everywhere are fighting pain right where it hurts with Zim's Max Freeze. Here's Susan from California.
Being an EMT and a triathlete, I wouldn't be able to do it without Zim's Max Freeze.
Zim's Max Freeze takes on pain with the 1-2 punch of naturally based pain-relieving ingredients combined with the power of proven science.
Every day I'm very grateful to have my Zim's Max Freeze. I love your product. I don't know what I would be doing right now without it, honestly.
Take on pain with the 1-2 punch of nature and science with Zim's Max Freeze. Available at stores everywhere.
7:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Interstate 95 northbound at the Prince William Parkway. That crash has been over to the shoulder for a while, but distracting us. Then off and on up into Newington with delays. 395, once you get through Landmark, very little break, and then you hit the jam up traffic here. Pentagon across the 14th Street Bridge, and right at the end of the bridge, right near Ohio Drive as you merge onto the freeway before Main Avenue. That's the scene of a reported crash on the outbound side, slowing, so it might be affecting the left lane in each direction. Use caution. To the Wilson Bridge we go before St. Barnabas Road, then 295 north, heavy toward the Naval Research Lab. Suitland Parkway jammed from Route 4 to go inside the Beltway to Forestville Road for the crash. This also slows Route 4 coming southbound, outbound leaving the Beltway to get to that intersection, so extra time needed. 270 south, heavy on the brakes most of the way, Clarksburg and down through to the Beltway. Now, if your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis. And in minutes, you can activate mycleanpc software. Clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com. Now, from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Fog thick in spots this morning, but we may not have measurable rainfall. We've got the clouds in, the fog, patchy drizzle this afternoon, overcast. 74. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 58 degrees at 7:27. New study out shows that acetaminophen, which is the pain-killing product, the main ingredient in Tylenol. Acetaminophen has some other effects on you. It decreases your empathy. In other words, while you are taking acetaminophen, in some way it has a neurological effect on you. Well, clearly it does if it's killing pain, right?
You know.
And it makes you less caring of other people's needs.
You know, I could care less about this because I had a headache earlier and I took some Tylenol.
Well, that's the question. I mean, do you not care how other people feel because you've taken acetaminophen? Or do you not care how they feel because you're dealing with your own stuff right
now? Listen, if you have a headache, you don't care about anything except getting rid of the headache. Right. Yeah, that's the way I look at it.
7:28 on WMAL.
Whatever. America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy
for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs.
Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children.
And grandchildren.
That's why this election, I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at VoteForEnergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
Ever had that feeling when your heart flutters or skips a beat? It could be love, but it could also be atrial fibrillation or AFib. Left untreated, AFib can lead to blood clots, stroke, or heart failure. The AFib team at Inova Heart and Vascular Institute are worldwide leaders in new procedures that make treating heart arrhythmias less invasive, providing smoother recovery and better outcomes. Don't ignore the signs. Visit Inova.org/heart. Inova. Join the future of health.
Did you know that most real estate deals fall apart for less than 3% of the list price? Well, we have the 3% solution. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group. Our hybrid model sells homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, we've saved our clients almost $3 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-495-2035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-495-2035. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-495-2035.
Coming up on WMAL, what's Donald Trump's tax plan? Will it be good? Will it be bad? Does it need fixing? Steve Moore, economist from Heritage Foundation, he knows something about it because he's just been enlisted to help rewrite it. We'll talk to him after the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Bayer Advanced. It's a big day for the Republican Party as Donald Trump is in Washington to meet in a couple of hours with House Speaker Paul Ryan.
Several close allies tell CNN that for Ryan to embrace or endorse Trump, he would need to align with the party's core principles. As of now, the differences are deep on multiple issues like taxes, trade, entitlements, and military alliances. But it's becoming more challenging to know exactly where Trump stands on key issues.
Correspondent Manu Raju. Meanwhile, Donald Trump's income taxes are becoming an issue.
While speaking to a crowd in South Jersey, Hillary Clinton took a swipe at Donald Trump for not releasing his tax returns.
My husband and I have released 33 years of tax returns. We got 8 years on our website right now.
A few hours later, Governor Chris Christie held his first press availability since being named the chair of Trump's transition team.
I find it ironic that Hillary Clinton is talking about transparency to anyone, given that she had her own email server.
Steve Kastenbaum on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The problems keep piling up for Metro. Federal transportation officials have now ordered immediate repairs to specific portions of the Metro Rail system to reduce the risk of fire and smoke. The directive from the Federal Transit Administration affects three track segments. It comes less than a week after General Manager Paul Wiedefeld unveiled his Safe Track program. Trial begins in Baltimore today for another of the police officers charged in Freddie Gray's death. Officer Edward Nero has requested a trial by judge instead of jury. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,711, the Nasdaq at 4761. Sports Max Scherzer strikes out 20 as the Nats beat his old team, the Tigers. The Orioles beat Minnesota for their fourth straight win. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Look alive, weeds. It's a matter of life and death.
These weeds have a mission, to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced Durazone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow.
They know Durazone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome.
And Durazone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of Durazone.
Hide them all!
Bayer Advanced Durazone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
This National Military Appreciation Month moment is brought to you by University of Maryland University College. This week is Public Service Recognition Week. Since 1985, this week has recognized the roles and accomplishments of our public servants, including the military, at local, state, regional, and federal levels. As part of this week, communities across America showcase military equipment and pay tribute to service members from U.S. installations. The largest event every year takes place on the National Mall with more than 100 federal agencies.
University of Maryland University College expresses our deepest thanks to all U.S. Armed Forces servicemen and women who dedicate their lives to protect us, our families, and our freedom. You inspire us each and every day to do more. That's why we are constantly evolving programs to match your skill set with the demands of today's employers. We strive to provide you with support and resources that values your military experience and helps you succeed, like our dedicated military and veterans advisors, Veterans Resource Center, Vet Success Club, Veterans Lounge, and more. Thank you for your commitment, dedication, and sacrifice. UMUC is proud to join WMAL in saluting the members of our armed forces during Military Appreciation Month. This month, join us to show support and appreciation to the men, women, and families who have dedicated their lives to serve our country. Add your message of thanks at military.umuc.edu/thanks. That's military.umuc.edu/thanks.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
When a Snell stand-up guy comes into your home, they'll never, ever be wearing an Iron Maiden t-shirt.
Hi, it's Dave Snell. I put a lot of stock in my guys looking tip-top. Sometimes in life, casual is fine, but when you invite a service company into your home, the last thing anybody wants to see is a sloppy repairman in a beat-up truck. And don't even get me started about plumber's cleavage. When you call Snell, first and foremost, you can expect a sharp-dressed guy who shows up in a clean truck. And we always wear slips over our shoes. So we'll never ever track mud or gunk or goop or phlegm into your home and onto your carpet. I mean, who wants that? I believe, to the very core of my being, that all the little things in business add up to your business. And in my business, I think all the little things matter. In fact, I know they do. Professional, polite, and punctual. The stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
703-450-6300 for the stand-up guys from Snell. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience, Metro 29 Diners open daily from 6 a.m. till midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
In from the west, 66 delays continue to grow. Jammed before you get to Gainesville to Manassas, where they're doing truck inspection on the shoulder at the rest area. Flashing lights, the distraction. So this means 234s, both 234 Prince William Parkway and Sudley Road, jammed to get up onto 66. Commuters getting tired of sitting in those delays. Balls Ford Road, Groveton Road, 29 Lee Highway, that entire corridor just slammed. So if you can, wait it out a while. 28 northbound signal light delays pushing up through to the Beltway. Inner loop of the Beltway in Annandale slow as you pass Tyson's toward the Legion Bridge. Route 7, it's just been about the volume, but a lot of it. Through Luckett's 15 southbound heavy, but lanes are reported open. Inbound Suitland Parkway just as you approach the Beltway. Watch for delays. Accident cleanup continues. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mostly cloudy with some patchy fog around for the morning. Maybe some drizzle. Cloudy this afternoon, 74. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL. Right now, 57 in Centerville, 55 in Beltsville, 58 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Metro 29 Diner. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 737 on WMAL. This is where Washington comes to talk. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry, and we got a loaded morning for you. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, 8:05, Catherine Herridge, Fox News. She had a sit-down with FBI Director Comey yesterday about the email investigation. 8:15, Congressman Trey Gowdy, who chairs the Benghazi Committee. And then at 8:35, Jake Tapper on today's big meeting between Paul Ryan and Donald Trump. I'm Larry O'Connor, alongside Brian Lewis.
And joining us on the line right now is well-known economist Stephen Moore. Also, we should add, is now an economic advisor to Donald Trump, apparently. Good morning to you, Stephen.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
All right. So, I'm reading here that Donald Trump has tapped you and our friend Larry Kudlow, among others, to sort of go over the tax plan that he put in up earlier and to put some meat on the bones, to sharpen the pencil on it, to see, you know, whether or not there are some things you can do to perhaps make it more effective. Where are we right now in this process, and what have you found as you dig into this?
Well, Donald Trump has a good tax plan. I mean, I know a lot of conservatives have some skepticism about Donald Trump, but it shouldn't be because of his economic plan, because he has a very strong tax plan. And the only thing that he asked us to do, Larry and I, and by the way, he's a regular on your show, isn't he? I think I listened to Larry's Tuesday or Wednesday on your show. Anyway, Kudlow and I met with Mr. Trump a few weeks ago. He asked us just look at the plan and find some ways to reduce the cost, because I'm sure you guys have heard that figure, $10 trillion, and of course Hillary's going to say, you know, we can't afford this, it's going to blow a hole through the deficit. So what we've done is just looked at the plan for Mr. Trump to find ways to make it more affordable, and it turns out we've submitted a proposal to Donald Trump. We'll see if he goes along with our suggestions. We're not quite there yet. But if he does, you know, you could reduce the cost of that plan from $10 trillion down to about $4 trillion, which makes it much more manageable, because then with some spending cuts, you can still balance the budget. And it doesn't take a lot of work to do that, and it still maintains the kind of economic growth components of the plan. So I think you're going to be real happy with it. I know you guys are supply-siders.
Well, yeah, and that's why I'm sort of shocked that you're even doing this, Steve Moore. I mean, since when does a pro-growth supply-side conservative concede the idea of a tax plan not being, quote-unquote, affordable? Hold on a minute. Are you kidding me? This is our money, and by putting this money back into the American people's hands, we're going to create an economic powerhouse that will more than fund the government enough. Why are we buying into this liberal talking point that we can't have a great tax plan that Donald Trump has already proposed because it's too costly? It won't be costly. There won't be deficits because we will actually have a growing economy finally again.
Well, you're absolutely right about that.
So why mess with it? Because according to Politico, Steve, it says that you're going to change. You're going to put a cap on charitable donations. You're going to take a lot of people who currently would not be paying taxes under his original plan, and they will be paying taxes. Don't do that.
Well, let me challenge you in a couple of things on that. Look, first of all, this is still going to be a gigantic tax cut. I mean, $4 trillion over 10 years is a huge cut. I mean, everybody's going to get a tax cut under his plan. I believe what you do. If you get a pro-growth tax plan, and Larry Kudlow does, of course, too, you get a pro-growth tax cut. You're going to grow this economy. You're going to bring in more revenues, and it's our money, not the government's. I agree with that. And by the way, that $4 trillion is taking into account, actually, the economic growth kickback you get from the tax plan. But, you know, look, this is big. We're going
right, but Steve, I can't let you get away with this. Originally, the tax score from the Tax Foundation was it would cost $10 trillion over 10 years. Now it's going to be $4 trillion. Where are the $6 trillion coming from? Someone's paying for that. It's me. It's Brian. It's Mike McKay, our board operator. Who's paying that $6 trillion?
Well, all that we've suggested is ways you can adjust some of the income thresholds. Here's the point. We are still going to cut the corporate tax from 39% down to about 15%. So we're going to go from having the highest corporate tax in the world to the lowest corporate tax. So you're right, Larry. That's going to bring huge numbers of jobs and businesses back to America, number one. Number two, the small business tax, which, you know, as you know, most small businesses pay the personal income tax. That tax is going to be cut from a high of 40% down to probably around 25, 26, 27%. That's a huge reduction. And by the way, put that in contrast to Hillary. Hillary doesn't want to cut tax rates. She wants to raise them. She wants to raise the capital gains tax. She wants to raise income taxes, you know, a slew of other taxes. So this, when you put this in comparison to what Hillary is offering, this is going to be the big, you know, the big divide between the two parties. Republicans are saying we want to cut rates to grow the economy, and Hillary somehow thinks that raising tax rates is going to grow the economy. So this is a supply-side tax cut, Larry. I know I can convince you of that.
That's just not as good as the one he had two weeks ago.
Well, I mean, improved it a little bit.
How is that? But hold on. I mean, honestly, I mean, do you want to get in here?
I'll let you have your way.
Seriously, Steve, he just won the primary. He beat all of his opponents with an existing tax plan. Why, a week after securing the nomination, does he now rewrite the tax plan? I mean, it was one of the things that I was praising the guy about.
Let me be clear on this. We are not rewriting his tax plan. We're tweaking it. All we're doing is suggesting, at his suggestion, or it's not like we're coming in and you know, saying, hey, you got to change your tax plan. He asked us, how can we bring the cost of this down? And we've done it in a way still keeps the rates lower. But here's the thing, Larry. You mentioned the idea that, taking people off the tax rolls. And I think most conservatives, and even you and I, you would agree with this, everybody should pay some tax.
Yes.
I mean, if we're going to have a federal income tax, you want everybody to have a little skin in the game. And taking millions and millions and millions more people off the income tax rolls is a bad idea.
All right.
You know, everybody's going to pay a small tax, but we're going to have fewer people pay no tax.
Very quickly, because our time is running down. I mean, how is this going to play? I mean, that Donald is going to be in town. He's going to be meeting with people on Capitol Hill, some on Capitol who had concerns about his original tax plan. Is this going to mollify some of those concerns?
I think it will. And I think, you know, he's meeting with Paul Ryan, right, today at some point. And, you know, Paul Ryan is a supply-sider, obviously, and Larry and I have worked with Paul Ryan for 25 years. I mean, Paul Ryan's going to love this plan. I mean, you're going to cut the corporate taxes, you're going to cut the income tax rates, you're going to, you know, broaden the tax base. That's very consistent with what Paul Ryan's been saying, you know, for the 10 years he's been in Congress. So I think that the Republicans in Congress are going to very much like this plan. And I just want to be clear, we are not changing
you're tweaking.
Thank you.
Yes.
You got it right.
Yes.
All right.
By 60%.
Which is better. I'd rather that he be tweaking rather than twerking.
Thanks,
so that's
Steve.
Good.
We love you, Steve. Always good to talk to you, man.
All right. Thanks, Steve. 7:44 on WMAL.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
You're one of my favorite.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
This is getting fun.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Don't know what's wrong with twerking necessarily. You know, like many people, my experiences with the dentist.
I just don't want to see Steve Moore.
No, Steve Moore does not need to twerk.
We don't
no.
want him twerking.
Like many people, my experiences with the dentist when I was a kid were not the most comfortable at all. So I ended up, as an adult, having a big fear of the dentist. But for the past 2 years, I've been going to see Dr. Rob and Dr. Deb at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. Uh-huh. Literally changed my life. I'm going to the dentist on a regular basis now, and I'm not, you know, breaking out in the cold sweats anymore. And I'm not freaking out when I sit down in that chair. It's a completely different dental experience. You've got to see it to believe it, and you really should see it. By the way, if you also are interested in sedation dentistry, if you'd like the idea of just, you know, going, having a little sedation, get your work done, and then not experiencing anything uncomfortable while you're in the chair, they're the experts in that. And if you need one last reason to try them, check them out finally. But please, listen to this. May is National Military Appreciation Month. That means that Bethesda Sedation Dentistry is going to donate $100 to the Fisher House Foundation for every new patient visit. That's reason in and of itself to call Rocky right now. My friend Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. It's 301-530-2434. 301-530-2434 or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called Web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And Web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if Web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now, 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815.
7:45 now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Larry, you don't hear me often say this, but a disaster. This trip coming in from the west, it is terrible. You heard me hours ago doing the Chris Plant air quotes police investigation on the shoulder in Manassas. Well, VDOT and crews tell me they're inspecting trucks, and that's why you see so many flashing lights. 66 East at the rest area. Nothing is blocked, but these lights were jammed before Gainesville and all the feeder roads, all the arteries trying to get up onto 66 affected. Ballsford Road, Groveton, 29, Prince William Parkway, you get the idea. So a lot of time needed or trying to avoid in your best interest. Inner loop of the Beltway leaving Springfield through Annandale through Tyson's to the Legion Bridge, slow. Somebody's broken down. Well, the one on the 14th Street Bridge has cleared. Now one just as you come off of the 14th Street Bridge onto the Case Bridge blocks the right lane, delays back near Edsel Road. Better news though, let's end with a good note. Suitland Parkway heading inbound just as you pass the Beltway, that crash cleared. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Could end up with a day where we have no measurable precipitation. Clouds fog in this morning. Areas of drizzle. Cloudy 74 this afternoon, but rain showers coming back in tonight. Thunderstorms possible 62. Scattered thunderstorms tomorrow morning. Thunderstorms tomorrow afternoon 76. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now 58 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by the Collins Firm.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Monday in Bethesda or Thursday in Tyson's Corner. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative reservoir trust. Free for WMAL listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
Well, great story last night for the Nationals, and most specifically for ace pitcher Max Scherzer. Now, Max Scherzer, this is his second season with the Nats, got picked up as a free agent, and the Nats opened up that wallet and paid him a heck of a lot of money. And I remember when they did this before the beginning of last season, all the experts in Major League Baseball, oh, the Nats got taken for a ride. They overpaid for this guy. Yeah, oh, he was awful.
Way too much money. I remember. And then you said,
this guy.
I will say to you,
thank you
said, no, you stood up, you early on.
Great, yeah.
And, on the first day, you
Thank
said,
you, sir.
This guy is worth the money.
And what did he do last season? He got a no-hitter. Did he have two no-hitters last season, if I remember? Or at least one no-hitter. I mean, he's electric. Led the team with wins. And then last night,
last night,
he made history again. Listen to this. This is... whoops, hold on. Jeez, there.
Swing and a miss. And the strikeouts piling up now for Max. That's 12. And he got it. Struck him out for the third time in the game. 13 strikeouts for Max Scherzer.
And they kept going. Now, his career high was 17 strikeouts, which in nine innings, which he got to, I believe, in the eighth inning last night. And by the time he hit the ninth inning, you know, everybody was going nuts. And he did it. He tied the major league record, 20 strikeouts in one game. That is amazing. Only three other pitchers before him have been able to do that. And it was a pretty great moment. What a great ninth inning it was. And here's the other cool thing about what happened last night with Max Scherzer. He did it against his former team, the Detroit Tigers.
They gave me a heck of a time tonight, but to be able to do it against them, man, it's a feather in the cap.
Scherzer had one chance to break the record, but the last batter of the game grounded out. Joe Ramsey, Washington.
That was Joe Ramsey reporting on the story there. And yeah, that would have been amazing if he had been able to strike out that last batter and hit the new major league mark. But, you know, here's the thing. I mean, the Nats are doing well. They had that tough four-game lose series against the Cubs where they lost all four games and got swept. But they're doing well. And it's just entertaining to watch. Whether it's Bryce Harper at the plate or it's Max Scherzer on the mound or for that matter, Steven Strasburg on the mound, who's also having a pretty good season. They're just an entertaining team to watch. I just wish people other than, you know, Harper and Murphy were actually hitting the ball right now, which they are not. Their offense is not there yet.
Harper got suspended yesterday. They handed him a one-day suspension
for his
one game.
For his profanity that he... but he's going to appeal that, so he's still playing on the team until that. Hopefully, you know, he'll lose the appeal, and then he'll take the one game off, you know, against a team like, you know, a dirtbag team like the Braves or something, where it won't matter. So, go Nats! It's
751.
It's time. The time when players become legends. When moments last forever.
It's over!
The Stanley Cup Playoffs on NBC, NBCSN, CNBC, and USA. Don't miss a moment.
Coming to the Event Center at Hollywood Casino. The Price is Right live stage show, plus Winona and the Big Noise, Carlos Mencia and 38 Special. The biggest acts always find a way back to Hollywood. Visit Ticketmaster.com. Only at Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races. All gaming is regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Gamble too much? Call 1-800-522-4700 for free confidential help. No purchase necessary. Full rules at the box office.
Today, there are over 2 million women veterans in the U.S. Many are dealing with the effects of post-traumatic stress, military sexual assault, or trauma. You can help by donating to Melwood's Operation Tohidu, a local 7-day retreat that helps veterans overcome deployment-related trauma. Help women veterans by donating cash or a used vehicle at melwood.org or call 1-877-MELWOOD today.
What can it cost you to not contact Miss Utility? You dig and hit an underground line. Essential services could be lost. You're responsible. Someone could be injured or worse, and you're responsible. But other than that, it can't cost you that much. Two full business days prior to digging, visit missutility.net by phone at 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility, it's the law.
Time to check in with the CNBC News Desk. Chuck Kamlick is there to tell us how we're going to make money today.
We're going to make money today by not putting it into Kohl's. The retail sector got killed the past few years. Kohl's managed to keep its sales growing, but not now. Cooler weather hurt Kohl's springwear sales. They were down 4%. That sent profits plunging from $127 million to $17 million. Kohl's stock will open at a 7-year low and keep falling from there. Wall Street's going to shrug that off, though, and other stocks, most of the markets, will open higher today. Google's launching a virtual assistant named Chirp to take on Amazon's Echo. The new service will connect your entire house
to Google search. Walmart's also taking on Amazon, testing a free two-day shipping subscription service. The chain's also building out its own delivery network like Amazon, using regional carriers to get packages to customers. That's going to leave FedEx out in the cold. And Nike will offer 8 weeks of paid family leave time to all of its employees. The policy covers births, adoptions, and caring for sick relatives. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
May is National Military Appreciation Month, and my friends at Thompson Creek Window Company have partnered with Homes for Our Troops to provide windows for the homes of our local heroes. Now, Thompson Creek, as you may know, great company. They build, design, install their own windows. They're a local company that does it all. Each Thompson Creek window is custom made in their local factory for our local climate. The windows reduce noise, improving the comfort of your home. They can lower your utility bills, increase the value of your home, and Thompson Creek is right now offering 20% off every window. 20% off every window, plus no money down, no interest, and no payments for 18 months. Third-party financing is subject to credit approval. Visit thompsoncreek.com for details on that. But when you do that, when you do business with Thompson Creek, you should remember, you're also doing business with a company that supports our local heroes. Pick up your phone right now, 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK to receive 20% off every window. No money down, no interest, no payments for 18 months. The number again is 855-57-CREEK.
7:55, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Still areas of patchy fog to watch for out of Frederick. Watch for slowdowns coming off of 15 to slow to on to merge to 70. Then through Urbana, Hyattstown on the brakes. And then most of the way Clarksburg into Rockville. A Beltway outer loop topside, 95 to Georgia Avenue. Heading in through town across the 14th Street Bridge and heading on toward the freeway. Right as you get over the Case Bridge with the broken down car. Delays back near Edsel Road on 395. 66 with the flashing lights at the car rest area on the shoulder jams everyone coming in from the west for that stretch. Traffic update brought to you by MedStar Heart and Vascular. In just 6 months, Gerald Foley, a father of three, went from having a bad cough to something much more life-threatening. Fortunately, MedStar Heart and Vascular Institute was able to give him and his family a second chance. Find out more at MedStarWashington.org/second chances. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Could end up with a day where we have no measurable precipitation. Clouds fog in this morning. Areas of drizzle. Cloudy 74 this afternoon, but rain showers coming back in tonight. Thunderstorms possible 62. Scattered thunderstorms tomorrow morning. Thunderstorms tomorrow afternoon 76. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik for the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now 58 degrees at 7:56.
Chris Plant here, and if you're as sick as I am of listening to the liberal media lie and distort the news to get their favorite candidates elected, I want you to help my friends at the Media Research Center expose them and hold them accountable. Go to tellthetruth2016.org right now and sign up to receive a free Don't Believe the Liberal Media bumper sticker. That website again is tellthetruth2016.org, and the bumper sticker is free. tellthetruth2016.org.
When you get a speeding ticket, you gotta pay. But when some area cops get tickets, well,
it seemed very rigged.
7 on Your Side I Team investigator Chris Pabst found out how many officers wiggle their way out of paying and by how much.
Do you see why this would make people mad?
How can we enforce law when we don't obey the law?
So why do police get special treatment?
Fair or not, it is our system of judgment.
On duty, off limits. Tonight on ABC 7 News at 11.
Are you wondering how to create balance in your portfolio? When thinking about retirement, did you know that multiple streams of income can help you achieve your goals? Learn about the tools and strategies that are available to you each and every Sunday morning at 10 on Retirement Protection Radio with Larry Spoth. And during the week, log on to our website, testyourinvestment.com. That's testyourinvestment.com. And make sure to join us every Sunday at 10 right here on WMAL.
Built for business. In business, time is money. In business, money is also money. No wonder nearly 1,000 businesses choose Comcast Business Internet over DSL from the phone company every single day. Not only is it up to 5 times faster, it's actually a better value when you go with the fastest plan. So take a minute out of your busy schedule and call Comcast Business. It will be well worth your time and your money.
Switch to Comcast Business Internet, then add voice and TV for just $34.90 a month.
and ask about our 2-year price guarantee. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 5/31/16. Restrictions apply. Limited to one voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees, including broadcast TV fee extra. Savings claim based on cost per megabits per second. Compares Comcast 100 megabits per second, 20 megabits per second DSL downloads.
Hey, Maryland, want incredibly low prices on more than 400 styles of high-quality floors? Then see the flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators before Tuesday, and we'll cover the sales tax on everything in our stores. We've got incredibly low prices on beautiful hardwood, bamboo, laminate, vinyl, and more, starting at just 69 cents. Plus, the sales tax is on us, but only until Tuesday. When you want quality hardwood, trust the flooring experts and visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you. Valid in Maryland locations only, May 11th to May 17th, 2016.
Don't be one of those homeowners that turns their AC on the first hot day of spring, only to find it's not working correctly. Schedule your annual AC system check now with McCarthy for only $59. Call 703-924-1650.
Coming up, we're going to talk to Congressman Trey Gowdy about the status of his congressional investigation into Benghazi and why the Pentagon is not cooperating with him.
That's true. And we're also going to speak with Catherine Herridge of Fox News, who just sat with FBI Director Comey and got some revealing answers about the email investigation.